Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. Live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here is your host, Jared Stansberry, along with two brothers born from very separate mothers, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. When I get up with
the Cyclones. Welcome into the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I'm Jared Stansberry. We're out here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, joined by not Chris Williams and Brent Bloom tonight. They're off doing more important stuff. So I've got Adam Gray. What's up, dude?
How you doing, buddy?
And Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yeah, Jared, how you doing tonight?
This is your, or this is going to be your first time ever doing a full show
this
with us?
This is my inaugural full show.
You're a veteran, though. It's not like you're a rookie. You've been doing this for three years now?
Three years, yeah.
He's ready to go.
I felt very confident about taking Gray on today.
Oh, it's, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You know, we redshirted him. We brought him along slowly, like a good program does, and now we're ready to call him up for the big time. Now he's a starter.
Well, this is just what you can do when you have a powerhouse program like Cyclone Fanatic.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Redshirt the talent, bring them on when they're ready.
It seems like it's been forever since we did the Cyclone Fanatic radio show.
Me and you?
No, just in general. It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah, because last week was big game.
It was weird. I didn't know what to do with myself last Thursday night.
It's like when
I missed you guys.
It's like when Ricky Bobby gets interviewed. He doesn't know what to do with his hands. That's how Tim just sat around for like an hour just like this all Thursday evening.
I was even going to come hang out with Gray at the game, and then my daughter, who is 10, had her fourth grade chorus concert. She had a speaking solo. Couldn't miss it. She dominated, by the way.
If you want to know if parents really love their kids, go look at a concert. All the parents are there, and I promise you, I've been to many of them. They're not enjoyable, but you go because you love your kids.
Full disclosure?
Yeah.
I had ESPN to go on my phone the whole time watching
the Nothing
game.
Wrong with that, buddy. Nothing wrong
at
all.
I shut it off long enough to see your little solo part, and I was watching the game the rest of the time.
Adam, did you win the last time you were on for the Cyclone Fanatic Battle Royale?
I don't remember any time ever losing. So,
well, Tim, I'm going to have to warn you. Adam is known to cheat.
I would expect nothing less.
If you ain't cheating, you're not trying, guys. That's the way I look at it.
All right, question number one here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. This is going to be a buy or sell. True freshman Deshante Jones will finish the season with more touchdown catches than Alan Lazard. Both of them have five. Who's going to start?
I'll take this one.
All right. So I'd like you to go first.
I love Deshante Jones. I think he's one of the he's an exciting young player. I think he's one of the guys you look for the future. It's one of the reasons why a lot of Iowa State fans are excited about where the direction of the program is going. He's a guy that Iowa State got late. But I'm selling this. I look at the numbers, and even though they're tight end touchdowns, Alan Lazard's got twice as many targets, twice as many catches, and he's a 6'5 wide receiver. When you get down in the red zone, he gives you more of an opportunity to throw the ball to him. So because of that, I'll take Lazard, and I'll even go crazy. I think Lazard doubles up as five touchdowns in the next three games.
Okay.
I think he gets two of them this week against Kansas.
Doubles up, huh?
Yeah, I think he goes five in the last three games.
Okay, well, there's no way I would agree with you no matter what you take first, okay?
Yep,
it's not happening.
Good.
So here's the deal. Looking at the numbers, Alan Lazard's the receptions are up.
Yep.
They're there. But Deshante Jones is not necessarily more the home run hitter, but when he catches them, they count. I mean, you look at some of the catches he's had in different games, two, three catches a game, but it's a touchdown here, a touchdown there. That's the type of guy, high risk, high reward. You give me a close game and a guy who's going to make a play for you, I'll take Deshante Jones. I think he's easily got an opportunity to get two, three, four more catches. And your theory of Lazard doubling up, I just don't see it. I'll happily take Deshante Jones here, and he's going to impress everybody and make Lazard try harder and push him to do a better job than he's doing right now to get open and find separation and be better.
Wouldn't that be quite the deal? If a true freshman comes in and beats out Alan Lazard for touchdown totals, and not only is he a true freshman, he played quarterback in high school, Jared.
Right.
I mean, this is his first year playing wide receiver, you know, in a game and a team. He's doing a Big 12 play. He's making plays. I love the kid. I agree with you. Every time he touches the ball, it's a big play.
Right.
But Lazard's the easy answer here.
Tim Mullen gets the point.
You think Deshante Jones?
No, I just think that your theory is he'd double up his touchdowns. That's a little bit out there.
Come speak.
Wouldn't he,
come
I mean,
talk
he,
to me in 3 weeks.
I think he'd break the single season touchdown
by one.
Record.
It was nine. Yeah, record's nine.
It's crazy, but that's the freshman record too. Todd Blythe has the freshman season record, and it's nine.
Redshirt freshman, though. There is a difference there. He was a redshirt freshman.
That's true. All right, question number two. Mike Warren has run for 544 yards and 124 carries during Iowa State's first nine games. That's the team high. Well, Joel Laning has run for 453 yards on nine carries. Do you guys think one of them will finish the year as the team's leading rusher? If so, which one? And if not, who will?
Okay, I'm going to take this one first. It's absolutely Mike Warren. To me, there's a couple things that are obvious. First of all, Lanning's got to be playing to get a rushing, you know, to have the title. Mm-hmm. And with them going back and forth, with Park playing and Lanning playing, kind of tough for him to compete with Mike. But the thing for me is that they got to give Mike the ball. You know, you go back and look through three games where he had his highest amount of carries. He was averaging 24 carries a game against San Jose State, TCU, and Baylor. And he's rushing, you know, 100-some yards a game, and he's putting the numbers up there. These last three, it was like 7, like 19, and 8. It was just diminishing completely, averaging only about 11 a game. And to me, give the kid a ball, let him run, let him get warmed up. You can't expect a running back to get going at that point. But with Lanning and Park going back and forth and with Warren's ability, if they learn to give him the rock a little bit more, I absolutely see Mike Warren being the leading rusher this year.
Yeah, so just looking at the second part of the question, if it's not Warren or Lanning, who's it going to be? Montgomery is about 300 yards mm-hmm. below him right
behind
now.
Him, yeah.
So he'd have to have a pretty good
He's got 222 yards on the season. So
yeah,
far.
So if Mike Warren, let's say, just doesn't get the ball at all the rest of the year,
yeah,
Montgomery still has to rush for 100 yards a game, which right. has only happened twice this year, Mike Warren against Baylor and against San Jose State. So mm-hmm. that automatically, I just think, takes both him and Kenne out of the equation. So then you look at Joel Lanning. Numbers-wise, he can probably get there, but I agree with Tim here. He's not playing enough to where he probably is going to be able to get that difference. And I still think, even though Mike's been hurt, he's been maybe a little bit in the doghouse, it seems.
Right.
We don't know for sure, but it kind of seems
Something's
that to be
happened.
The case. He's still going to get carries. He's going to get yards. And I hope we can get him back on track because he is a good talent. He's a nice running back for Iowa State.
Yeah, they just got to get away from, you know, single-digit carries and just give them the run. I mean, running back does get a momentum
yeah.
when you're getting fives to, you know, he's getting more than five, but single-digit carries gives you no momentum whatsoever. Give him the rock back. When he had it, he showed you what he could do. He'll be the leading rusher on the team.
I will point out the two games that you said he had a lot of carries, Baylor, San Jose State, mm-hmm. made over 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State had leads, good leads throughout those games where you could typically stick with the run. Lately, Iowa State's been getting behind early. Typically, you see them passing, trying to get, you know, get caught up from there.
But then here's the question. If they get into a game like that, it's not going to be Mike Warren that gets the ball. At least that's the way it's starting to have trended here later.
If they get behind early?
If they get ahead early, it's probably going to be David Montgomery that gets the bulk of those carries.
But is he going to get enough of those carries to make the difference?
I don't think he would at all.
I'm just okay. I don't know. Who, Adam, you get the point.
Thanks, buddy.
You guys pretty much said the same thing.
Just for the record, I said it first. So we're clear. The exact words were, I agree with what Tim said. So I feel by proxy I'm up 2-0. So.
Quit being a baby, Tim.
Okay.
Which team is more likely to cover this week? Texas -2 against West Virginia or Oklahoma State -12.5 versus Texas Tech?
This is a tough question. I think West Virginia is better in Texas. I think Texas, even them being at home, Austin's not one of those places where you just fear going into. You just don't. I'll go Oklahoma State, and I won't feel good about it just because Texas Tech typically doesn't play very well on the road. They don't play good defense. Oklahoma State's defense is good enough to slow them down just enough to where 50 points, and I think they'll cover that game. And they can, let's be honest, Oklahoma State can score 50 against Texas Tech's terrible defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take Okie State.
I think Oklahoma State can score 50, but I think Texas Tech will score like 48. I mean, nobody's stopping them this year from that perspective. They've had one bad game where they were under 20 points. And the way Texas is playing right now with that offensive line and the way Freeman's running the ball, I'd be scared if I was West Virginia. I don't care what their defense is doing right now. I think Texas is going to run the ball over them. And we're not throwing to Freeman, or we're not running Freeman. They're going to throw to Freeman, his brother. And I think Texas walks all over West Virginia this week. Oklahoma State's going to be in a shootout. 12.5 is way too much right now for that game.
Tim gets a point.
Yeah.
I think you knew halfway through his answer that he was probably going to get the point. I could see your face.
Well, I'm actually okay with giving the point there because that question I looked at, and I didn't know how to answer it because that's a hard question. That's a really tough question. I'm not as bullish on Texas as he is. I think West Virginia's maybe the best defense they've seen in a while. And West Virginia's not a good defense, but by Big 12.
So he's only going to run for – I mean, they're giving up 150 yards rushing a game.
Who, West Virginia?
He just rushed for, like, what, 330?
So he's tired.
I bet she's got a nap in between
tired.
Then and now. Yeah.
So Tim with a 2-1 lead here going
as it should be
to question number 4. Buy or sell, Oklahoma will finish the Big 12 season undefeated.
Absolutely not. There's no chance. Now, Oklahoma is so notorious for having these expectations laying on them and getting to the point where everybody's like, it's calm down. Oklahoma's Oklahoma. They're who we thought they were, and then they screw up the game. I don't even know who they play last. Do you know which game they have last?
It's
Iowa State.
Oh, it's the Red
Bedlam.
River. Yeah.
No, Bedlam.
Oh, last of the season.
Yeah,
last of the season.
Oklahoma State, I would bet that all day long on Oklahoma State because they'll have nothing to lose, and Oklahoma will be so nervous, so tense. They blow those games religiously. It's just usually in the beginning of the season that wrecks the rest of their season. There's no chance they go the rest of the way. They'll usually lose.
No chance. Wow. No chance.
Lead pipe lock, no chance.
So they're going to be double-digit favorites in two out of the last three games, probably.
Mm-hmm.
No, third one. No chance, he says, though.
No chance.
I said sell, too. I'll give him a chance, but I'll say sell. So their last three games are against Baylor, at West Virginia, and at Okie State. Those teams rank right now second, third, and fourth in the Big 12,
right.
Number one being Oklahoma. So they're 6-0. People are starting to jump back onto the train of Oklahoma, but they've beaten the worst teams in the Big 12 in a year where the Big 12 is not very good to begin with. I look at the teams they played that can score the ball.
Yeah.
Ohio State scored 45 against them, TCU 46, Texas 40, and Texas Tech 59.
Right.
And now you have Baylor, West Virginia, and Okie State coming to town.
Yeah, Baylor didn't look so great last weekend.
But they didn't look very good, but they can score. And Oklahoma's defense is as poor as we've seen it ever under Bob Stoops, in my opinion, which means there's a lot of pressure on that offense to keep up.
Yeah.
At some point, I think Baker Mayfield has a poor game, and they lose a game. But I'll give him a chance. I'm not going to say no chance like Tim.
No chance.
Adam gets the point. 2-2.
It's like game 7 of the World Series right here, buddy.
I'm not even worried.
We got Joe Buck over here calling the game for us.
Yeah.
Jared Stansberry.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
It has been 1,076 days since Iowa State won a Big 12 road game. That was in 2013 against West Virginia. Does that streak end this weekend in Lawrence?
Absolutely. Because I will be there with the Cyclone Fanatic buzz. We'll be cheering loud.
By the way, there's still spots left.
There are still spots. Reach out to me. We'll get you down there. We'll have a good time. So, you know, you look at it, Iowa State's a 10-point favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that alone leads me to say yes. But this game, Kansas has this game circle two as a must-win. They're looking at Iowa State.
Oh, yeah.
They're 1-8. We're 1-8. If we're going to get one more win, it's going to be this game against Iowa State. So it's not going to be where we just go down there and we, you know, beat them up and down the field. I think this is going to be a hard-fought game where Iowa State, at the end of the day, just has better players on the outside, wide receiver, cornerbacks, to make the difference. So I think Iowa State wins this game. But I think it's going to be closer than we wish it would be.
Okay, I agree with you on the win. I do think they get their first win. To me, when you look back on the games, with the exception of Texas, really, Iowa State has come out and played absolutely hard every single game. They put in a great effort, and if you go and look at Kansas's, they've got like one game where they're competitive, and they've just gotten rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Home, away, doesn't matter, they've gotten rolled. I do agree with Adam about the skill position players for Iowa State. I think they're going to have a great day out there. To me, it's what we had it at 9.5, but now it's 10.
It was 11.5. Now it's 10, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going towards Kansas's direction a little bit.
Okay, yeah, still, I feel really confident in that. I think Iowa State, this is a game where they go out and they get up early, and this is a great game to re-energize Mike Warren in that game, get that lead, start mm-hmm. running the ball and controlling it, and just beat him down and slowly take it away. And when you got him lulled into the sleep, you do some play action to DeShante, or you do some play action to Allen. I think they actually cover that easily and get up by two touchdowns. And I feel very confident they go down there and do it and give Kansas the drubbing they're used to this year.
Tim Mullen wins for the first time.
He was more energetic than me. He deserved that win.
Yeah, he did.
I think I did too.
Are you going to tell us what's going on down in Nebraska Furniture Mart when we come back?
Yeah, we got a lot of good things. Happy to talk about it as soon as we come back.
Definitely. And we're going to make some picks. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershman Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershman Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershman's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershmanIA.com. Gershman Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs, Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We're out here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. Jared Stansberry, Adam Gray, and Tim Mullen. Tim, why don't you tell us what's going on down at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive?
Yeah, no, we got a lot of good things coming on. You know, we're, of course, getting ready to go into the holiday season. We got a lot of things ramping up for that. But, again, we continue to have a lot of great deferred financing offers on the store. We got 36 months deferred on GE appliances going on. Genair, we have 48-month deferred financing, both those for $9.99 and above. Great financing offer here. LG HD TVs, 36 months deferred on their LG OLEDs. I don't know if you guys have seen these or not, but the pictures are crystal clear, incredible. $9.99 and up on those. And then we're also doing, a lot of stores are doing this right now because, you know, back in the day after Thanksgiving was all that mattered. But, gentlemen, Black Friday started about 2 weeks ago. Everybody's advertising ramping up for it, and our Black Friday starts now. It runs through November 25th. But, we have see our ad today in the Des Moines Register online. You can save 10 to 50% off suggested retail and major appliances. That's dishwashers, cooking appliances, washer, dryers, refrigerators, all of it. And throughout the month, we have great Frigidaire kitchen packages going on, good flooring going on as well. And then, you know, the great thing, too, cabinets are still going. Come on out and see us about those. Mention Cyclone Fanatic, get 5% off your purchase of cabinets, too.
So I got all my appliances through you,
yeah,
Nebraska French Mart.
And
I love how they play me a little jingle when the oven's on, when the dishwasher's done, when, you know, it just makes me happier
in
the house.
It could just, you know, beep at you and be annoying.
Yeah. Well, part of it is it beeps at me saying, get up and unload me.
Right, yeah.
You know, you actually have to work again. So that part is bad, but it's a happy jingle.
Right.
And, yeah, I kind of like it a little bit.
It's like instead of your alarm clock going up, like when you were little, your mom would come wake you up and go, honey, get up.
Yeah.
Instead of that buzz. Yeah.
I sing to my kids when I wake them up in the morning.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's worse than an alarm clock.
I actually turn their light on and yell, wake up, and just walk out of the room.
Do you?
Yeah.
Heck of a guy, Tim.
No, they're not like five anymore.
Yeah.
They're old enough. It's time to get going. Let's go.
I sing them the same song my parents sang me.
Yeah?
I'm not.
Go ahead and sing it for us.
No, we're not going there.
Come on.
No, off air. Off air, guys.
Off air? Okay, yeah. I want to record it. I'll have you sing it to my kids.
Periscope it.
Yeah, nice. No, a lot of good stuff, though, Jared. Yeah, come on down and see us, Nebraska Furniture Mart. We're at 2075 Northwest 94th Street in Clive off of a Hickman there. But we're happy to take care of all the Fanatics that come in and see us.
And then, of course, they can get signed up to win the TV.
That's a great call there, too. We've got the 65-inch HD TV we're giving away at the end of the year based on the picks and or the drawing at the store. And that's, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful time of year. You know, games are fun to go watch, but sitting at home in a big, fat TV in front of you is hard to beat sometimes.
So we'll do that drawing just in time for bowl games, too.
Yeah,
And basketball right around the corner here now too.
Yeah,
and
all the big bowl games won't have hit yet, and we'll get taken care of everybody, and it'll be a lot of fun to have that TV sitting in your house.
What do they have to do to sign up?
Just come on in the store. There's a clear drawing box right in the front. Just got to be over 18. There's a couple rules. As, of course, everything I mentioned on the year, there's rules. The store has them all listed and everything. But, yeah, come on in. Be over 18. Sign up. U.S. citizen. Put a little slip in the box, and you're on your way. And while you're there, talk to our folks about flooring, cabinets, countertops, window treatments, appliances, TVs, whatever you need.
You guys do it all.
We'll take care of everything you need.
All right, let's make some picks.
All right.
Iowa State -9.5 at Kansas. Who's gonna lead us off?
Well, Tim's already on record here saying it's going to be a drubbing.
Yeah.
A drubbing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Three scores or more?
I said two is what I said. That's not Revit. But I feel
actually, confident. I think I remember you saying seven scores.
Seven scores. Oh, my gosh. It's getting out of hand. Let's put it this way.
You said it was going to be Ohio State versus Nebraska, like beating, is what you said.
I don't know if it'll be that bad.
62-3.
I don't know if it'll be that bad. No, I like I said, I feel confident. And that's why I was saying on our sheet here, we're at 9.5 when we got our picks. So that's why I
yeah. – You're right.
I still feel really good at 9.5. So, yeah, I'm happy to take Iowa State on the road to get their first win here.
Yeah, looking at it here again, I thought I was up to 10, but 9.5, that extra half point is enough for me to go Iowa State. I do think it's going to be close most of the time. Iowa State kind of leans on them there at the end because they do have better players. They win this game by 10.
I think maybe Kansas will hang around for first quarter and a half up into halftime. But I think Iowa State's offense will be able to get rolling a little bit in the second half, kind of what a lot of the other teams have done to Kansas. They're going to get a two-score win.
I love it.
And cover.
I love it. And then we'll be happy fanatics coming back from that.
Yes, definitely. Texas Tech on the road at Oklahoma State. The Cowboys a 12.5-point favorite. Tim?
I've gone back and forth. I know what we just talked about, but, you know, if Oklahoma State can put up 30 points, they're undefeated this year. They basically covered the spread in all but two games, and that was ISU and KSU. But I think actually Oklahoma State is the team right now that's on a mission. I think they're on a mission to finish out their year strong, and I think they can't wait to get to Oklahoma and show everybody that they're better than Oklahoma. And 12.5 at home, I know it's going to be a shootout, but I think they beat them down late, and they cover the spread. And I'll take Oklahoma State and 12.5 cover.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
It was tough.
I think being in Stillwater is the difference here. I think you could see a game that's 52-38 where they win. Oklahoma State, here's the question. They win this game and they win out. They go and they beat Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's, you know, by that point might be back in the top 10. Do they look at what happened at Central Michigan and say, this team should only have one loss? What do you guys think?
And do what?
I mean, are you trying to advocate for
them to be in the playoff?
I say no, but I'm just saying, if you're an Oklahoma State fan, I guarantee you that talk will happen. It'd be
embarrassing if they did.
Well, because the Big 12 is really bad this year. I'm just saying, if it happened to Iowa State, that same thing, and we were 10-2, and we only had one loss, and you look, and let's say four other teams also had one loss, I'd be complaining about it.
Well, I don't even know if the
Well, you would, of course.
I would.
I don't know the Big 12 is where you say they're horrible. I don't know if they're horrible. They just don't have that one distinctive team that's out in front of everybody.
They're pretty bad this year. For a Power 5, I would say they're, in my opinion, they're the worst Power 5 conference this year.
Well, but, you know, that's not saying they're horrible, though. There's other better Power 5s. Yeah, but you're still a Power 5 conference with really good teams.
Yeah.
They hurt each other. It's the classic they tear each other up. So, I don't know.
I'm going to take Texas Tech just because you guys didn't.
Probably smart.
Contrarian Jared.
Probably smart.
Jared Stansberry, contrarian.
Mississippi State, 29-point underdogs to Bama on the road in Tuscaloosa. That's a big number.
Yep, and I'll take it all day long. Until proven otherwise, I will bet every line they put out on Alabama. I don't care. And this is the reason it's a 29 is because of what Mississippi State just did to A&M. It'd probably be like 40 if it wasn't. I'm serious. Not once. Has Alabama not covered once? Do you remember this?
I've picked
them. It's been a long time since they have it.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like the definition, this is why I was telling C-Dub that last weekend, where he's like, there's a reason it's 29. That applies to Alabama only. Like there's other games where it's like, it's 16. Well, if it's 16, it's got to be there for a reason. Those games fail you sometimes. Alabama doesn't fail you. There's a reason it's 29.
Yeah, I'm going to take – I don't disagree with what you're saying. I'm taking Mississippi State, though. 29 is a lot of points, and Alabama just got done playing a physical game, 10-0. I mean, you kind of have to wonder, after a game like that, are they a little bit, you know, beat up, or is it going to slow them down a little bit? They're not going to lose to Mississippi State, but it wouldn't surprise me if they won this game by 17, you know, a nice 38-21 victory.
I mean, they beat A&M by, what, 19 at home?
Yeah.
Mississippi State's, I mean, so 10 more against Mississippi State?
Mississippi State's quarterback's rolling. Dan Mullen's a good coach.
He's got a great last name. I know that.
I haven't picked against Alabama yet this year. I'm not going to right now.
I don't know
now.
How you do until proven otherwise.
USC, this is pretty – I'd say this might be the best game of the weekend. Washington hosting USC, the Huskies 9-point favorites.
This is as big of a game Washington's had in a long, long time.
Oh, a long time,
huge
yeah.
game at Washington. USC is starting to – I mean, momentum's going in USC's favor right now. People
they're 6-3. They're not a bad team.
They're not a bad – and they've been playing better lately. Their defense has figured it out.
I think their quarterback's been playing well, too.
At the end of the day, Washington's got too many players. Their quarterback is great. And I like them to win this game by 17.
Yeah. Hate agreeing with you. They're a better defense, better offense. You know, Washington's scoring like 10 points a game more than USC and giving up 10 points less than USC. And you put them at home on a game like this with, I mean, I don't care what the records are. There's probably a team that Washington doesn't want to beat more this year than USC. For all the years, USC has been where they are. So to me, I'll take Washington all day here.
I'd argue that they might have wanted to beat Oregon more.
It is arguable, I'll give you that, but only in recent years. I mean, it's really been Oregon or Washington that's been, or Oregon or USC. Give it last 10 years. Last 5 years was Oregon. 5 years before that, it was USC.
Stanford.
Kinda.
Nah.
I'm taking Washington here too.
All three of us.
Yeah, I don't believe in USC. West Virginia on the road at Texas. The Longhorns 2.5-point favorites.
Just when everyone starts to buy into the Texas hype
train. Or not 2.5, just 2 points. Sorry, that's my bad. Yeah.
Whenever they start buying in, they just disappoint you. And they're going to disappoint people again. They're a good team. They're getting better. West Virginia, I think that team just knows how to win more at this point in time. I don't think Texas believes in themselves yet, if that makes any sense.
No, it does.
There's no reason. I can't look and say, hey, West Virginia's defense is better. I just think that they know how to win, and Texas is still trying to learn how to win consistently to be where they need to be. I think West Virginia wins this game by 6.
Yeah, I think this is one of those seasons that where, you know, you just see an offensive line that it's new, it doesn't know each other, it starts to get better, the maturation process happens, you know. But I'm telling you, I don't know if you've watched the last, I mean, of course you probably have seen the scenes and stuff. Freeman can run, and that offensive line is opening up holes a truck could drive through. And to me, I know West Virginia's good, but it's going to be about those trenches. And I just like Texas's big guys down front. You'd give me 2 points here at home. I mean, I'm pretty happy to take that. So not only that, a little Vegas note here for you. Texas 4-0 against the spread at home. I'll take Texas here.
The haters are Charlie Strong's motivators. Texas wins by a touchdown.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, so wait, Texas is 4-0 at home.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
Yeah.
Iowa State, Notre Dame. Who we now see is terrible.
Yeah.
Who have they
Texas
beaten?
Texas is back.
It's 2 points, man. It's not a 20-point game. It's 2 points at home.
Okay.
Which I do realize you usually get, what, a 3 point for being at home?
I'm looking here. UTEP, they beat at home, and Baylor.
Hey, don't count the Miners out. Yeah, Baylor's. They're the mighty Miners of UTEP.
Okay. All right.
Baylor on the road at Oklahoma. The Sooners a 15.5-point favorite. I'd say that last week's game against the Horned Frogs didn't do the Bears any favors on that one.
Who saw 62-22 coming?
No. Nobody.
I actually was crazy. I took Baylor to cover that last weekend.
That didn't really work out for you.
No, I was off just a little bit.
Just a bit outside. Yeah, just a bit outside.
Tim, you want to take
that
one?
Yeah, I'll take this one. You know, a little more Vegas for you here. Oklahoma 2-5 against the spread this year. And to me, I do believe last week was an aberration. Baylor can score points. And the thing about Oklahoma to me, and going back and talking about any one of the next three, but feel confident about Oklahoma State catching them up, they're just that team that they're winning, but to me they just don't look well put together. They don't look confident. It seems to me like they're kind of all over the place. They're in too close to games. And you know, Baylor coming off a stinging defeat like that, I mean, they got wrecked. You got to have a sense of pride coming out in this next game, and I think Baylor's going to come forward and go, not today. I don't think Baylor can come out and win. I mean, if I had to pick, I'd take Oklahoma to win the game. But when you're giving me more than 2 touchdowns, and that's all I got to cover with Baylor, pretty hard for me not to go, so I'll take Baylor here.
The worry for everyone is that this team is about ready to just kind of see the big drop, right? No Art Briles now. They've had a rough offseason, but they came out early in the season. They played well. Now they've lost 2 in a row, and the last one they got smoked. Is this team just going to go in the tank?
Yeah.
That's my only concern. Otherwise, I look at this, I get 15.5 points. I know Oklahoma's playing in Norman. They've played better. But that defense can't stop anyone where they should be favored against a good Baylor offense by 15.5 points.
That's what I mean.
I'll take Baylor. I won't feel good about it because I just don't know the mental makeup of that team and what's going on in the locker room right now. That's my only concern. Otherwise, from just X's and O's on the field, I mean, you've got to be happy getting 15.5 here.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you guys. I think I feel like those guys down at Baylor, like you talk about, you don't know about the mental makeup. I feel like they've been good enough for long enough that there's like some pride in it that they feel like they need to bounce back.
That's what I agree with completely.
And show that they're up there with the Oklahomas.
If it's a team where it's like they kind of like flashed out of nowhere and got good and then got destroyed, and it's like, oh well, these guys are posers. But you know, Baylor's a good enough program. These guys have won enough games. I feel like they can at least hang tough in this one.
And they need to be respectable the rest of this year because have you seen the recruiting class for next year?
Yeah,
I think they have one kid committed right now, maybe two. It's in the hundreds. I mean, this is Baylor, who had been recruiting at a high level. We're not far off. Unless something changes here, we're not far off from Baylor being back what they were in the 90s.
No, it's true.
Which for Iowa State would be a very nice thing to see.
I saw an article on ESPN today that the alumni is calling to restore Briles' honor. His honor, they said.
How?
Is what the article read.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Michigan coming into Kinnick Stadium, 21-point favorites against the Hawkeyes. Tim?
I don't know if 21's enough. I'll just be honest with you. I mean, to me, the seasons in Iowa, there's many different types of seasons that have happened in Iowa. And there's the type where they didn't have much hype and they wound up better than we thought. And there's seasons where they had a decent season and, you know, there was an expectation of 6-7 wins. This is a season that has proved that their expectations were way higher than they should have been. Just coming into this game with what Michigan's doing to people defensively, I expect that defense to be in Iowa's backfield about 75% of the time. I mean, CJ's going to be running for his life the whole game. And I don't know, 21 to me, I'll be honest with you. I predicted it to come out at 28. I'll take Michigan to cover 21 all day.
Adam?
So this line is crazy to me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I understand why. But this is Iowa, who plays in close games every year under Kirk Ferentz, playing at home in Kinnick at 7 o'clock at night, which are typically rowdy stadiums, rowdy environment. On ABC, you know they're going to be up for it, and I get 21 points? I mean, I understand Michigan's been beating teams by 50, 60 points, but they beat up on the really poor teams by that many, the Hawaiis, the Illinois, the Rutgers.
I'm not sure how you don't think Iowa's in the same boat as Illinois right now.
No, Iowa's better than Illinois.
Well, I guess we're going to find out on that one next
week. They're better, but I don't – I mean, they're just – they're offensively struggling. They have no outside weapons. They have no passing game right now.
None.
And you just stack the box against Iowa because they're going to run it on first, second, third, and third – or, you know –
I trust that Kirk Ferentz will shorten this game up. They will limit Michigan's possessions because they will run, they will milk the clock, they'll get enough first downs, and their defense is good enough. It's not great, but it's good enough to slow down a Michigan offense that against top 50 defenses so far this year, they're only averaging 23 points a game. When they play team defenses that are outside of that, that's when they're running up and scoring 50, 60, 70 points.
I just don't think Iowa can score the points to stick in there with them, but
If Iowa scores 10 points, I think they cover the spread. I think they can hold Michigan under 30.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Iowa, too. I pretty much have the same reason that you did.
That's a lot of points in Kinnick.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of points.
I can't remember the last time Iowa would have gotten beat like that in Kinnick.
I looked this up.
Didn't you have this earlier?
Since 2002, they've only lost by 20. Well, I did 22 because last time I looked, the line was up to 22.
Uh-huh.
22 points, I believe, one time to Penn State, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I forget the year. One time in the last 14, 15 seasons, so it doesn't happen a whole lot.
Stanford, 3-point favorites on the road at Autzen Stadium against the Oregon Ducks. I don't know if that line's big enough either.
Yeah, Oregon's really bad this year. Stanford struggled too, but their physical team, I think they can just wear down Oregon. I don't think Oregon wants anything to do with the physicality of Stanford. But I will say this, I picked Stanford a lot this year.
And they've let you down a lot.
Down a lot.
Yep.
They've let me down a lot. The only game I didn't pick them was Washington. I was correct on that one.
Yep.
But I picked a lot other than that, and they have not been good. I'll take the 3. I don't love it, but I'll take them because I think they do wear them down late.
I'll be honest with you. Other than, like, the first two games of the year, I don't know what Stanford's done to be a road favorite. I really don't. I know Oregon's not good, but there's still a semblance of a quality program there that has great recruits playing for it. And, you know, you talk about the pride game earlier, Jared, that you were saying. I just, to me, this is near a coin flip in my opinion. And I like the fight coming out here in the Ducks. Give me the Ducks to hold home field advantage here.
I just feel like Stanford's been Oregon's kryptonite for a long time. This will be just another straw on the camel's back for Mark Helfrich and his job out there. And yeah. Stanford wins by, I don't know, a touchdown or 10 points.
He's gone for sure, isn't he?
It's got to seem that way.
I mean, the rumors out there now are that
three games left.
They have Oregon State in at least one. I don't know.
No, they played Oregon State.
No, that's like the last game of the year every year.
Yep.
I
will say this. Stanford's played better the last couple games. They've got McCaffrey back. He's their X factor. He's by far their best player. When he's been back and healthy, they went down, they beat Arizona by 24, and then they just beat Oregon State.
Tim, tell us one more time where we can find you and what they have to do to come sign up for this contest to win the TV.
Yeah, sure. We're located at 2075 Northwest 94th Avenue in Clive. We're just off of Hickman, just to the east side of 100th Street there. Come on in the doors. We got everything you need. We got appliances, televisions, countertops, cabinets, window treatments, flooring, whatever you're looking to redo your home. Get that entertainment system set up for the big games. Come by that kegerator to keep your beer nice and cold, or just a big fridge for the garage. But you can sign up right in the front of the store. There's a big clear enter to win box. Come on in and fill it out, and we'll take care of that at the end of the year. Or go on to CycloneFanatic.com and do your picks. Get a chance to get an entry form that way if driving to see us is too much. But, yeah, come on down and see us. We'll take care of you.
We're going to talk to the docs up at the McFarland Clinic when we come back on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill?
You just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters. Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive. Jared Stansbury, Adam Gray out here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's time to go up to Ames. Talk to Dr. Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic in Ames. He's one of the doctors that works on the Cyclones. Doc, how's it going tonight?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing great. You heading down to Lawrence this weekend?
Yeah, we're heading out tomorrow. I think we're busting down. So seems like they finally got the A team on tonight with you guys.
Yeah, you know, they're finally stepping their game up, Doc. We appreciate you noticing too.
Yeah, and so do all your listeners.
That's good. So, what are you predicting, a victory this weekend?
Oh yeah. Actually, I'm kind of remember that game where Steele got hurt. He had the concussion, then Sam Richardson just went nuts on the Jayhawks. I'm hoping for one of those.
Yeah, I am too. That's a good memory for me because we took three buses down with Cyclone Fanatic for that. And now I believe, if I remember correctly, was our sixth win. So that win not only was the kind of the start of the Sam Richardson era, but it made us bowl eligible.
Yep, that was a lot of fun, and no one really saw it coming. So we'd love to just put a whooping on the Jayhawks.
Doc, where does we were just talking here about some of our favorite places to go in the Big 12. Where does Lawrence rank for you, and then where is what is your favorite Big 12 city to visit?
That's a good one. So actually, let's go with the least favorite. So I remember my 25th year traveling with him, and I flew into Stillwater a long time ago, and you just look at it from the plane, you're just like, man, I'm glad I live in Ames, Iowa. So it was crazy. But yeah, Lawrence is a nice place. It's a college town. We stay kind of in KC on the southwest side, and then we go out for barbecue on tomorrow night. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then a short ride to the stadium. The atmosphere is not much fun because there's just nobody there. I don't remember when they were winning. They were going to the Peach Bowl, and they still didn't have the stadium full. So that's. I think it's harder for the kids to get up when they just have this big old empty stadium.
Absolutely. That is one of the few things that makes Iowa State football and their fan base so special. Is you see, even in a difficult season like this, you still are getting 50, 60,000 fans there every game. And one thing that try not to take advantage of when you go down to Lawrence and you kind of see the fan support there at times. When you're down there, though, and you go out for dinner, if you see Bloom, make sure to take care of him. I know he can get a little rowdy the night before games out there with the fellas. So take care of him for us.
Yeah, we'll probably have a little curfew for those guys. They need to get to bed early. It's an early game, so they need to get up and get the radio show going. So I'll do that for you.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for joining us, Doc, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, great. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
It's Dr. Greenwald up at the McFarland Clinic in Ames, one of the doctors that work on the Cyclones.
They do a great job up there. Great job. Appreciate them having him on. And, we'll be down there. Maybe we'll see the fellas when we get down there, but should be a good time. He's right. The fan support down there for Kansas isn't great, but it is a nice little college town. Mm-hmm. Takeaway football. I've been down there. This will be the third time going down there. We always have a good time, and the weather looks great. So hopefully, even if you're not coming down with us on Cyclone Fanatic Bus, hopefully if you're anywhere around there, you try to make it to the game and support Iowa State for a game that looks like we got a pretty good chance to win.
It is crazy to think about, even when they were good, that nobody was really there.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That's just kind of sad.
I'm telling you what, Jared, if Iowa State had a chance to go to the Orange Bowl, you couldn't get a ticket into Jack Trice. It would be sold out, and getting a ticket would be hard. It would. Iowa State gets 7 wins, and you just watch this place explode because it could take off.
Definitely. We're going to talk to Glenn Waterhouse when we come back on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershwin Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershwin Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershwin's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershwinIA.com. Gershwin Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here, thick and chewy crust, absolutely loaded with an eye-popping,
and taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been Thunderstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive out here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. We're going to get some pizza after this, aren't we, Adam?
Yeah, we got some coming. Your buffalo chicken that you have to have every time. It's coming. It's delicious, by the way, so I don't complain.
Oh, it's amazing. We're joined now by Glenn Waterhouse from Glenn Waterhouse State Farm. How's it going, man?
It's good, man.
What's going on nowadays?
Just rocking and rolling with the insurance products we're selling, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
So here's the question, Jared. I had a young gentleman in today, and he said, I want to get that life policy that Jared Stansbury bought.
Oh, my gosh.
What should I tell him?
Tell him that I'm the worst.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Jared getting called down the radio right now?
Yeah. This is
two times in a row. Missed my appointment, man.
Jeez, Jared.
Come on, Jared.
If it makes you feel any better, he misses appointments with me all the time.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
So Glenn's got all life. I get all my life insurance from Glenn here. Mm-hmm. He took care of me. Let him take care of you too.
I know.
Great
I need
job.
To.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, man. Well, you got to be a man of honor and integrity, buddy.
See, I know. That's the problem. I don't know if I have enough honor at this point.
I told him. I said he hasn't probably traded those in for the Friday night Welch Avenue beers.
That's tough to give up, Glenn. You remember those days.
That's
tough to give up.
Yeah, let's talk some football.
What do you think? How you
feel
going
good,
this weekend?
Man.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good. You know, I got a letter thing from Matt Campbell today that he sends out to former football players. I'm just excited about what he's doing. You know, he's talking about, you know, where we're at, building this foundation, and you know, we're talking about the battle of the basement right now. And I think, you know, Kansas, Iowa State, and I think it's all in Iowa State's favor to go down there.
I do too. I mean, I think Iowa State's got the new head coach, which they're kind of building on, and they've been competitive in all these games. That's
Definitely.
The thing. They continue to compete, and now they go down to Kansas where they don't have the same kind of talent levels, Oklahoma and Baylor. They will have more talent than Kansas. So I think they're going to go down and get a victory. But what are the keys to the victory? How about the Glenn Waterhouse three keys to victory?
Well, I think this is a game that we've got to attack like we've been attacking, and we've got to throw the ball. And when I say that, they've got to be thinking about scoring at will and often and get on the board. I don't like to see if we can run the ball and run it out, whatever. I just want to get up big like teams get against us. And so I want to see our quarterbacks throwing the ball and try to get out early.
So I guess that leads me to my next question. How did you like the way the quarterbacks were used last game where when Joel went in, it was primarily to run the ball? I think he only threw one pass all game against Oklahoma. Are you okay with that?
Well, I understand what they're trying to do. I mean, I'd like to, if you get too much run heavy with Joel, then that's how they're going to think. So I think we got to, you know, he's got to be able to throw the ball as well. But I don't care which quarterback's in there. I just think we need to be pushing hard downfield, try to score quickly and often.
And you think there's definitely a talent differential between our wide receivers and their secondary?
Absolutely.
I agree.
You know, and we talk about in the paper, you know, Alan Lazard, let's make that his day. You know, make it, I mean, big.
I made a prediction earlier in this radio show. You can tell I typically do podcasts. Mm-hmm. I said Lazard's going to double up his touchdowns last three games. I think he goes 5 touchdowns in the last 3 games. Do you think that's a crazy prediction?
No, I think you got to get the ball to your number one guy.
I think so, too. And I feel like they've started to do that a little bit more lately.
So. I agree. I mean, he's big-time catches, you know. So, second thing I think we need to do is we need to just gamble on defense and just bring it. We're solid against run defense, I mean, in my opinion. We can stop the run sometimes. We're not great tacklers. But a lot of times against Oklahoma, it seems like we did stop that run. You know, we just got beat by Baker there. So, I want to see some blitz, and I want to see some sacks going down and pin our ears back and get in that quarterback. It sounds like they might start a redshirt freshman or something like that, what I was reading about.
I think this would be a game where they could put up a few sacks. I mean, they went a little bit more exotic with their blitz combinations in that last game. And, you know, I would think that Oklahoma, even though they said that on film they definitely weren't very good from seeing that they weren't very good at picking up twists and those stunts and stuff, I would think that Kansas would be even worse. I think this could be a big game for a Joustin Thomas, maybe a Willie Harvey who could get another sack or two.
Yeah, I mean, that was the question. Is Iowa State going to do what they did last game? Because I think they brought the blitz a little bit more in the Oklahoma game than we've seen, and they had success. So you would think that we would continue to do that until somebody starts beating us consistently, and then maybe you kind of step back and go into a zone, more of a base coverage. But I think I'm all for doing anything that's aggressive, right? And
yes,
just continuing to attack and attack and attack and make other teams beat you rather than just sit back and wait for them to make an error. Before, it always seemed like you'd kind of sit back and play that base defense, and it was like playing tennis. You'd wait for the other team to hit it in the net rather than trying to just hit one right down the line against them, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, yeah, I like it.
I'd like to get Iowa State's one of the worst third down defenses in the Big 12. What is the difference? I mean, why can they be pretty solid on first and second down, and then all of a sudden it is on third down?
It's been for me all year, Jared.
Yeah.
We haven't got pressure on that quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have you seen their, you know, quarterback have all day long and then some to throw the ball?
Yeah.
So, to me, we got to be just a lot more aggressive. The third thing I'm going to tell you, because you asked me, is we've got to dominate the special teams. And when I say be aggressive, let's get some onside kicks. Let's stack our punt return team. I mean, I think Alan Lazard or somebody's going to score a punt return this year, this game.
I love it. That'd be big. Iowa State's offense is getting better, but they're still not to where they need to be. So special teams points is even more crucial, I think, for this team. So a punt return would be huge. Who have they had in lately, a punt return?
It's kind of just been rotating.
By rotating.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't love Lazard back at punt returner. I wish they put anyone else but him in there. Do you agree with me?
Do you feel like you're going to lose the franchise player?
No, not because of injury. I just don't – he's going to catch the ball. I'm not worried about that. I just don't think he's got the big explosive play potential as a punt returner. The only game we really ever saw him do that was against UNI last year when that punter was kicking those low-line drives, giving him a lot of room and he could go. I think you need to have maybe a little more shifty guy back there to make a couple guys miss early and then go, and I don't think that's Lazard's game.
I disagree with you, Adam. I like a guy that's big and strong and fast. One thing about Lazard is he just goes – from A to B. He doesn't shift a lot. You give him a little bit of hole, you want a guy motoring through there. So I'd rather, you know, when you guys got running down 100 mile an hour and they're just shaking and baking, they're not getting nowhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to get north and south too. But
I like
a guy that can – I still don't know if he's a one cut and go where his go is as quick as other guys we have on the team. You think it is, though?
I think he's got the speed.
Okay.
I think he's got the size. That's who I want back there.
All right.
Taking one to the house this weekend.
I like this.
I think in the future, DeShonte Jones is going to be pretty good in that role. I would think that would be something that he could fit in.
And Kene obviously is back there for kick returns.
Yeah.
But he seems more like just a straight speed kind of guy. So you almost, I wonder if they'll ever put him in at punt returns. I like Trevor Ryan back there, to be honest with you. I think Trevor Ryan does a pretty nice job.
Yeah, definitely. So do you think that Iowa State can cover? What's the lineup? Did we figure out?
We settled at 9.5.
Yeah, do you think they're going to cover, or are they just going to win close?
I think it's going to be a – I'm going to go with what the odds. I was telling Adam a little bit ago that Kansas is – their margin of victory and loss They've been losing about an average of 20 points. Iowa State's about 8 points. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to be about a 13, 14-point ball game.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'd sign up for that right now.
And I think Tim Mullen even projected 14 points. So.
Yeah, he's over here pointing at himself.
Yep. That's great.
Now, but I wish I was going on that road trip with you, Adam. I hope some other guys show up.
Aren't you?
I'm going to be coaching girls basketball this weekend.
Okay.
So
I'll have an ice cold beverage for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we got, you know, the bus isn't full, but it's getting full. It's slowly filling up, and hopefully we get a couple more late people to sign up. But either way, we're going to go down. We'll have a good time, and hopefully bring back a victory.
I hope so, man.
Where can we find you and talk about insurance?
Yes, sir. 86th Street in Johnston, 5441 Northwest 86th Street. We're across from the Price Chopper, just north of the Viridian Credit Union, right off the interstate. Otherwise, you can look me up at www.glenwaterhouse.com.
There you go.
Boom. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate
All right, man.
It.
Go Cyclones. Win big, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Get number two. And then we got basketball coming up, Jared. Are you excited for basketball season?
Dude, I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome.
So Savannah's...
I'm just ready to go. I get to go to Hilton Coliseum tomorrow.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, because you get girls play.
Yeah.
So why
the women, Adam. The women play.
The women play. Is it bad to say girls?
This
is...
Just come on.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They're college age. They're not
the
girls.
Women play. I meant women. I meant no disrespect by that. I apologize.
It's a women's basketball
game. Why are
game.
They playing in the afternoon on a Friday?
I have no idea.
Don't know? Okay. I wasn't sure if there was like a reason
for
it.
They always play like a game where the kids can come. I don't ever remember it being the like season opener, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be kind of inconvenient for some people. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to complain because that means I get to be at Hilton Coliseum all day.
Are you leaving in between games?
Maybe for a little bit, yeah.
Who are they playing?
UC Santa Barbara.
I'm excited about them, too. I think they got some pieces that have a pretty nice team this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
get a run back
if you can have Shauna Johnson, you got to feel good about your chances most of the time anyway.
Yeah. She going to be the MVP this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she's first team All Big 12. I wouldn't be surprised if she, by the end of the season, is in that All American conversation.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. You got to have one of those. Monte Morse is the easy answer, so I'm going to go second most important player for Iowa State.
Second most important player, Deonte Burton.
Gosh, you stole my answer.
I knew you were going to say it, so I wanted to take it from you.
I don't even know if I'd say second most important. I think he's the biggest X factor.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think you know
maybe
what you're
Nas
get
is
out
most
of,
second most important.
Yeah, because you know what you're going to get out of Matt at this point, right?
Right.
And Naz, you have a pretty good idea. The only thing that worries you is the injury, you know, the rust from not playing last year. But Deonte Burton, he's got the talent level to be really, really good. Is he going to get there? And if he can, Iowa State's going to have a special year.
Do we know what's the single season record for three-pointers? Do you know?
For a player?
Yeah.
No, but I wonder if I can find out here. I would imagine Dedrick Willoughby maybe would have that.
Or maybe Tyrus. Or Jake Sullivan. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I have time enough to pull this
No,
out,
definitely not. I don't know. I feel like – I don't know.
You think
– Just watching Matt shoot, sometimes I don't know what his ceiling is with making threes this year.
You think it's high?
I think he can make a lot of threes. Yeah.
I think
what did he
make
last year, like 86?
Yeah, I
would not be at all surprised if he got 100.
No, I wouldn't either. The only thing is I think it's going to be a little more spread out because Naz is here back again. Burton will shoot more threes. I think Monte's going to be relied more to score this year, so he's going to. But it's a good problem to have, right?
The ball is going
to spread sideline to sideline.
It's almost like, this is crazy to think, but what if he's almost like going to be the forgotten guy?
Who, Matt?
Yeah.
Then that's a good problem to have.
I feel like he's, like everybody knows about Naz, everybody knows about Monte, and then Deonte, you're like, oh, he's the explosive athlete, and then it's Matt, he's just like, he's like the lay in the weeds kind of guy almost.
Okay, here's my question. Who leads the team in scoring then? Because I think you can make an argument for any three of those guards, couldn't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like
Monte
I think Naz would have
an answer, but
Naz would have a good. He has a good case for it because of he's an aggressive scorer.
Yeah.
When he gets his chances to go score, he's going to try and score.
He's got that irrational confidence where he is never afraid of taking the shot, and I love that about Naz.
Do you think there are their claims about being better on defense? What do you think the chances are of that?
I don't know if they can be really any worse at times they were. I think they're going to be better, but I think they're going to be better because they have more depth and they can run these guys in and out and they can be more aggressive on defense without fear of getting in foul trouble.
It looked like – I mean, I know it was just a scrimmage, but it looked like they just – or an exhibition, I mean. But it just looks like they care more about playing defense, you know?
It's an exhibition game, you know.
I know. It's like before when you would watch, like, it just nobody even looked like they really wanted to play defense. I think now they're understanding that defense can create more offense.
One thing that I think people forget about Pahrump Steve, even back at Murray State, they were not known for defense. I know we talk a lot about defense, and hopefully they're better, but this is still going to be an offensive team. This is a team that's going to want to have to outscore people. So hopefully the defense is better. I'm not relying on them to be a lot better.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Thanks again to Tim Mullen and Glenn Waterhouse for joining us. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate See you again soon. Thanks for listening on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.